गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारे जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारे यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना चीरावन चारी जामुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव गुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोर नंदना ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय गौरानीताय 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 जय गौरानीताय प्रभुपाद 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 जय प्रभुपाद नित्य गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नित्य गौर हरि बोल जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रियव्रजाचार्य स्तोत्र सत शिष्य माधवाय गई सैसी बाक्ति वीरांत स्वामी शिलो प्रभुपाद की। Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj ki jai. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Sai Gaur Premanandi. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarane. Is there a 10th canto? There should be a book, right? I can go from there, yeah. So all you heard from Mataji. Oh, this is the 10th canto, the 4th canto. Sorry. That Saravi Prabhu passed away. I got a call last night at 5 o'clock, so it was like 3 in the morning, India time. To something. And right now they're actually preparing his, changing his body, getting the cloth ready and doing his final rites. They're going to bring him to Jamuna now in the next half an hour or so. Just got a call. So I was thinking that there must be a special portal in Vrindavan right now because Brahmananda, Kurmarupa, Sarabi, they are coming in very nicely leaving Vrindavan Dan, going back to Goloka Vrindavan, or wherever Krishna's pastimes are taking place. On the 40th anniversary, when Gunarnava Prabhu and Sarabi, they came, and many other senior people came, Sarabi was expressing his feelings of gratitude that the devotees were really showing their appreciation of his service and his dedication to Prabhupada's mission, especially for Bombay and what to speak of Vrindavan, in Vrindavan also. Sarabi was very humble, and the first day he didn't speak much, but he was very happy to be back in Vrindavan, in a very good mood. I spoke to him for about a half an hour 2 days ago, and I thought, okay, I'll see you in a few days, I'm coming. I said, okay, yeah, I think they're okay. And then I heard that his health went bad. But anyway, it reminds me of how Bhishma, although during the battle of Kurukshetra, had a full body of arrows, but he just waited because he wanted to see the Pandavas victorious, and he knew that because of Krishna's association that they would be victorious. So he had that benediction from his father. He can leave whenever he wants to leave. So he just timed it perfectly. Krishna came, all the great saints and exalted personalities, Yudhishthira Maharaj, the Pandavas came before Bhishma. And Bhishma was satisfied and he left. So somehow, miraculously, Krishna, Prabhupada's mercy, is taking care of the devotees, making arrangements for their timely departure or untimely departure, but for their benefit. Somehow or other, all this is going on, and we're all part of it. You know? Who remembers 40, 50, 60 years ago, just running around, little people, and now just getting old, wrinkled, and getting ready to go to Vrindavan and take off back to the spiritual kingdom? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 70. Text number 40, and then 41 as well. So I'll read text 40, and then we'll do 41 responsively. Atap yashrave brahma naraloka vidam vadam. Ragya Paitrishvasres Yasya Bhaktasya Cha Chikirshitam. Nonetheless, O Supreme Truth, playing the part of a human being, I shall tell you what your devotee Yudhishthira Maharaj, the son of your father's sister, intends to do. Text number 41. Yakshyati Tvang Makendrena Rajasuyena Rajasuyena Pandava Parameshya Kamo Nripatis Tad Bhavan Anumoditam Yakshyati Tvang Makendrena Rajasuyena Pandava Parameshya Kamo Nripatis Tadbhavan Anumoditam Yakshyati Tvang Makendrena Rajasuyena Pandava Parameshya Kamo Nripatis Tadbhavan Anumoditam. Rajasuyena Pandava Rajasuyena Pandava Parameshya Kamonripatis Padavan Anumoditam Yashyati Tvang Makendrena Rajasuyena Pandava Parameshya Kamo Nripatis Tadbhavan Anumoditam. Yakshati, he will perform sacrifice. Tvam, unto you. Maka, of fire sacrifices. Indrena, with the greatest. Rajasuyena, known as Rajasuya. Pandava, the son of Pandu. Parameshya, uncontested dominion. Kama, desiring. Nripati, the king. Tat, that. Bhavan, you. Anumoditam, please sanction. Translation purport by His Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Desiring unrivaled sovereignty, King Yudhisthira intends to worship you with the greatest fire sacrifice, the Rajasuya. Please bless his endeavor. Srila Prabhupada's purport. King Yudhisthira is described here as Parameshtya Kama, or desiring Parameshtya. The word Parameshtya means unrivaled supremacy and also indicates the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who stands at the very height of all existence. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada translates Narada's message as follows. You have inquired about your cousins, the Pandavas, in the role of their well-wisher, and therefore I shall let you know about their intentions. Now please hear me. First of all, may I inform you that King Yudhisthira has all material opulences that are possible to achieve in the highest planetary system, Brahmaloka. He has no material opulence for which to aspire, and yet he wants to perform the Rajasuya sacrifice only to get your association and to please you. He wants to worship you in order to achieve your causeless mercy, and I beg to request you to fulfill his desires. Since the word Parameshtya may also indicate the position of Lord Brahma, the term Parameshtya Kama is taken here by Srila Prabhupada to indicate not only that King Yudhisthira desired King Krishna's association and mercy, but also that King Yudhisthira himself possessed Parameshtya, all the opulences of Lord Brahma. Om Jnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vancha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrindam Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we're hearing Lord Krishna's daily activities. And Narada Muni is speaking about the powerful insurmountable Maya. How everyone in this world is desirous to enjoy, but Krishna somehow, he's taken on a role, he's descended, the father has come to see what the children are doing, what mischief they're getting into, and we're very expert at getting into mischief. So sometimes the parents have to come, and although not everyone could understand that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Pandavas, they knew, Bhishma Dev knew, the select few people who actually had that blessing of Krishna, had that realization. And I was just reading yesterday a few things about how, although this knowledge, Vedic knowledge may be available, Bhagavad Gita was available in America for how many years before Srila Prabhupada came, and there are many scriptures and many books and teachings, but until Srila Prabhupada actually came and showed us how to do it, you know, inspired by his sincere dedication to the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, in living up to his name of Bhai Charanaravinda, being fearless, coming to a foreign country and giving this message of transcendence, but not only just some here's the scripture, now follow it. He showed us very carefully, you know how children are, if they act out and if you don't respond to them properly or tactfully, it gets worse and worse. So, you know, you have to be very careful to show them, guide them, so that the behavior can be proper. Doesn't always work. But Krishna Prabhupada is very tolerant of us and tolerant of our inability or our animalistic behavior. And without any flinching or disappointment, like a real general, a real commander, and a pure devotee of the Lord, out of love, depending on Krishna to give us the realization in the heart, how to accept his words, how to actually apply his words, make them meaningful, and save ourselves from this repetition of birth and death. And not only that, in the same process, while we're working on our own selves, we help others by spreading the mission of the holy name, by spreading book distribution, by folding the envelopes and sending out Janmashtami invitations. This is all part of Krishna's bhakti, service to the Lord. One may think, how is it that, you know, Sarabi was constructing or overseeing the construction of temples and dealing with so many workers and intricacies and difficulties, and actually even being very, I don't want to say tolerant, but being very much chastised by Prabhupada regularly. And he would actually take that as mercy, as blessing, that actually, yes, I am a fool, I'm a rascal, and my Guru Maharaj has given me guidance how to do something for the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching mission. So when we were thinking about doing that 40th anniversary, and we're trying to invite many, many devotees, because we know that devotees are getting older and leaving us. Now the 50th anniversary is coming for ISKCON. There's a big celebration planned, especially in India. So all these celebrations are to glorify the Lord, are actually meant to just like King Yudhishthira, he had everything. He had unrivaled sovereignty. He not only like United States or, okay, United States and South America, okay, Europe also, all right, India, all the entire world was under his care and dominion. Although he was feeling great anxiety because he didn't really want anything, but somehow the Pandavas were cheated by their cousin brothers, Duryodhana and the rest. But King Yudhishthira was thinking that, well, things are going on, there's no need to fight. But somehow Krishna wanted to see that the Pandavas who were righteous and religious, that they actually take the ruling of the Kuru Pandava dynasty. And although they had everything, he wanted to perform another sacrifice for the pleasure of the Lord, that he should actually please Krishna further by this sacrifice. Just like Srila Prabhupada had no intentions to come to America to land a good job or get wealthy or rich. You know, so many people think that, you know, America's land of milk and honey. All the time, many devotees come to me and say, oh, you're from America, you know how to, can you send me to America? I want to just be able to situate myself. So everyone is looking for economic development and everyone's thinking of being comfortable in this world, in this life. But Yudhishthira Maharaj, he had no wants, no needs. Even after Yudhishthira Maharaj passed away, when Parikshit Maharaj, although a young man, inherited the kingdom of his uncle, Yudhishthira Maharaj, that he also renounced his kingdom, his family, his riches, in such a way that he didn't really have any care, no attachment whatsoever. So devotees are learning that everything in this world is temporary. It's here for a short time. It's gone very, very quickly. I know we're speaking a little bit about devotees who passed away. Even Brahmananda was living very simple in Vrindavan, and he was just very much absorbed in Prabhupada's teachings and also the work that he did with Srila Prabhupada and sharing his experiences with the devotees. We would also invite him to come on like incorporation days of ISKCON incorporation or whatever. And he was always in a very good, happy, jolly mood. So Prabhupada's assistants and devotees are, in one sense, like the Pandavas and like the devotees of the Lord who were there when Krishna was there. Bhishma could appreciate Krishna's power, his strength, and he also wanted to instruct Yudhishthira Maharaj. So Krishna arranged everything in such a way that Yudhishthira would come in the final days of Bhishma, when Bhishma was lying in the bed of arrows, so that Bhishma Dev, who was a Mahajana, a pure devotee, just like it said, that although you may read all the scriptures and know all the shlokas and be able to recite the entire Gita and Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita and many other literatures, unless one gets the blessings of a pure devotee, that the treasure of love of God is within the heart of the devotee. And Narada Muni gave his personal example that as a child, he served these Mahajanas, Mahatmas, great souls who were always conversing about the pastimes and glories of Krishna. And just by serving them in a humble, submissive mood and taking the remnants of their food, he became Narada Muni, a great liberated personality, very unique, with his Veena traveling throughout the universe. Appears that he's giving guidance and knowledge to so many, Prachina Bhadi, Prahlad Maharaj, Dhru Maharaj, and even here he's everywhere, omnipresent Narada Muni. He's carrying the message of Krishna, the message of bhakti, and awakening those who are thinking that there is some enjoyment or happiness in this world or a life outside of Krishna consciousness. That one can think that, I'm a good person. I do my prayers, I go to church, and you know, I don't hurt anyone, so everything's okay. But we can see in society that everything is not okay, that there's constant fight, there's constant war, there's a constant turmoil. So anyway, I'm going back to Vrindavan in a few days. And you haven't seen much of me. I've had a little shoulder injury up in the Himalayas. But it's very exciting, Vrindavan. You should definitely come. Krishna Balaram, Radhashyama Sundar, Gorni Thai, they're also here. They're very merciful. They've come all the way here in case you can't make it all the way there. But the intensity of the Holy Dham, and what makes it a Holy Dham? That Krishna appeared there. Krishna had his pastimes there. Srila Prabhupada, he was there. And Mahajanas, the great saints, they make places of pilgrimage because many people come to relieve themselves of the sinful activities. They come to holy places, but they dump all their sins. But then when the saintly people, they come there, they cleanse and eradicate everything. So due to Prabhupada's preaching, mission, and mercy, we see now, before, even in Vrindavan, even 15, 20 years ago, you know, you see one car here and there, and just mainly rickshaws, and it was much more quiet. But now it seems like there's hundreds and thousands, and you got Purushottam month, Kartik month, and Shraddh this month, that month, and a holy, and then, and before we had breaks, but now it's all year round and intense pilgrims coming. And it's a good thing because Krishna's holy name is being spread. When they come into the temple, there's many places built around Krishna Balaram now, one place called Prem Mandir. And they spend like $100 million with Italian marble. It looks very nice. And they have, you go in, you see it, you look, and it's like almost like I don't want to say statue, but yeah, just this really just there's no real deity worship and there's no kirtan. It looks nice. When they come to Krishna Balaram Mandir, especially towards the evening hours, and the kirtan is really just moving, you have hundreds and thousands of people just chanting together in front of the beauty of the deities, then you give up all desires or aspirations for thinking that I can be happy in this world. And people are moved, very much so. And so this is the blessing of Srila Prabhupada. And Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was taking on the responsibility, the duty, although he was feeling very heavy at heart because of such a huge slaughter, what is that, 640 million people, soldiers, were killed in the Battle of Kurukshetra, the biggest battle in the past 5,000 years. And we may think that these are all exaggerated or stories, but this is a history. Prabhupada would say, no, this is history. These are facts. These are things that took place. And these activities in this world, the reason why Krishna appears, the reason why things are moving along the way they are, is that he's allowing us our freedom to try to enjoy in this world. He's giving us the opportunity to live separately, but always, you've seen many times in books, children who may not appreciate their parents, they run away, and although the parents are always concerned and thinking about them, and the child always thinks that my independence is more important. But when they mature, they can appreciate the love and affection of the parents. So we're trying to mature in our life by spending more time by this formula in Kali Yuga, Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalua Nasteva, 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 Gatiranyata. This chanting of the Lord's holy name is the only means for deliverance. And this glorification of Krishna is what this Krishna consciousness movement is really all about. Having the association, the inspiration, and appreciation of all those who have dedicated their time and energy. We hear about, throughout the Bhagavatam, the various conversations of Maitreya and Uddhava and many great saintly persons, that they're very eager for Krishna consciousness. They're very, very eager for spiritual development and very compassionate, very merciful. And then Parikshit Maharaj would enthusiastically ask Shukadev Goswami, please tell me about the family, the Pandavas, and all the different details. And Shukadev Goswami, even though born of Vyasadev, and Vyasadev enlightened, or he was already on the liberated platform, but once he received the Srimad Bhagavatam, the message of Bhagavatam, then he repeated it to Parikshit Maharaj. In this way, who could be so fortunate as to have this very same Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita, all the literature, Krishna personally speaking, and all his devotees glorifying Krishna and Krishna's activities, and Krishna repeatedly coming, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, soon Kalki Avatar, many different activities are being performed by the Lord, although we may not understand or appreciate why is it that the Pandavas had to suffer. Why do devotees have to undergo tribulations? Krishna, somehow he allows all these activities to take place, but he's always protecting his devotees. He's always giving shelter. The devotees, although they were in the exile, or Mother Kunti was feeling distress because of all the intrigues of the Duryodhan and King Dhritarashtra, And now that the battle is finished, Queen Kunti, aunt, Krishna's related also to the Pandavas, she's praying that don't think that now that everything is going to be okay. If you leave us, the dangers will come again. We always need your protection. We're always looking for your shelter. And Yudhishthira Maharaj was so much loved and appreciated by Krishna. Krishna was younger, so he would offer respects to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Although Krishna is in the supreme position, he's setting the example. And so when he was ready to depart, Yudhishthira Maharaj asked him, no, you stay longer so that devotees can have your association. So Krishna, he stayed. He satisfied his devotees. So we can also have the same kind of desire or appreciation of Krishna, and Krishna Balaram, Radha Shama Sundar. The deities are here so that we can serve, we can actually develop a personal relationship. You cook for the deities, you sew for the deities, you know, you send invitations to glorify Krishna's birthday so that devotees can come and appreciate that Krishna is there. He's available. He's there in the Bhagavat and Srimad Bhagavatam. Now that Krishna has gone away, what are we going to do for religious principles? The Srimad Bhagavatam has remained. Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different than Krishna. The holy name is non-different than Krishna. So the devotees take this Bhagavad Gita, take the Srimad Bhagavatam, take the holy name, and give it to all the conditioned souls, giving everyone the medicine. It's just like when people have a disease and they're mad. They may not even know that they're diseased and they're just killing themselves or dying. But the physician, like my grandson, he cut his under his chin on the swimming pool and the doctor had to put some stitches and he said, no, you're hurting me. Don't touch me. And the doctor had to take the insults and this thing. They had to hold him down and did what the needful. And then after he said, oh, thank you very much. Yeah. So it's like we're struggling and we're fighting and we're kicking at every moment. We're thinking, no, I'm not going to lose my independence. You know, I know how to survive in this world and I'll be powerful, I'll be happy, and I don't need anyone telling me anything. But somehow, even though we're struggling, we're kicking, Prabhupada's giving us this medicine. He's, you know, stitching up our wounds and clearing our head so that we can actually take up this wonderful process of Harinam Sankirtan, Golokir Premadan Harinam Sankirtan. From the spiritual world, this sound vibration has come, and it's very, very much part. It is the leading part of our Krishna consciousness movement, the chanting of the holy name and the glorification of Krishna and Krishna's devotees and association with devotees and appreciation of devotees, serving, developing the qualities, brahminical qualities, the spiritual qualities which are meant for those who are brahmanas, vaishnavas, Titikshava Karunika Suhrida Sarvadehinam Ajata Shatravashanta Sarvasara Bhushana. The devotee is Titikshava Karunika. He's very merciful, very tolerant. He's friend to all living entities. So not that we have to try to separately aspire or work to achieve those qualities, but simply by following this process of sadhana bhakti, is Krishna, devotional service to Krishna, the chanting of the holy name. Oh, you have so many material desires, the mind is thinking of so much nonsense, and you're lazy or you don't have the inspiration. Still, chant the holy name. Try to, you know, beg for that time. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Nam Nam Akari Bahudani Jasarva Shakti Stitrarpita Niyamita Smarane Nakala. You have hundreds of millions of names like Krishna, Govinda, but I'm so unfortunate, I have no desire, no taste for the holy name. Doctor gives medicine. It may taste bitter. We don't want to take it. But if we have faith in the doctor and the medicine, if we take our medicine properly, then the cure will start taking place. We'll awaken from our disease condition, madness. So it's based on Shraddha, on faith. We have faith in Prabhupada. We have faith in what he's teaching and what he's giving us. Not only him, Arjuna said to Krishna, I'm not saying that Parang Dhamma, Parang Brahma, Paritrang, Paramangvam, Purushang, Shashatang, Divyam, Adi Devam, Ajambhum, that he's glorifying Krishna. You're the supreme, the most pure person, the topmost of all. And it's not just for me. All the great sages, Vyas, Devala, Sita, they're all proclaiming this. So Prabhupada's not coming as some self-proclaimed guru or someone who's just going to come and have a lot of followers who give him wealth or some false or some cheap adoration and distinction. Prabhupada came to deliver a message, to render service, and to genuinely, out of love and compassion. I've heard that he was one time in his car and saying Harinam, 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 Evakela, with tears in his eyes, seeing the deplorable, the difficult condition of the fallen conditioned souls. And that's where we were all headed, thinking that we can just work hard in this world, have a nice family, nice life, all the best cars, best toys. And, oh, I've had a good life. I've lived a good life. I'm ready to leave now. You know, it's all finished. No meaning, no purpose. There's no real clarity. And we don't want to justify it just by saying that, well, no one really knows what happens at the time of death or where you go or how you go. But we're given an opportunity to come to the window to see. We're given an opportunity to see through Bhagavatam, through Bhagavad Gita, that the uncontrolled mind, uncontrolled senses, uncontrolled activities, you're going to get animal life. You're going to get, you know, suffering and pain. Just like doctor says, if you're living dirty or if you're not eating healthy or good food, or you're in an atmosphere which is contaminated, you're going to get sick. You're going to get diseased and suffer. So we want to get free of this disease of false ego, of bodily conception, thinking I'm this body or I'm better than you and he's better than me. We're all Jivera Swarupoi, Krishner, Nitya Das, eternal servants of Krishna. Our life, this human form of life, is a rare opportunity. You know, from being on this planet, that universe, we're here somehow, planet Earth. Prabhupada just came. His devotees are still here guiding. The kirtan is going on. The deity worship is going on. Prasadam is there. So we're very, very fortunate. If you estimate the amount of time, how rarely Krishna appears and Lord Chaitanya appears, all these numbers are astronomical to us. But here we are. How fortunate we are, we don't know. But we are very fortunate. King Yudhisthira felt fortunate to be in the company of Krishna. And he was ready to do the Rajasuya, to make a huge sacrifice. And normally people do the sacrifices in order to achieve something or get some result. But he only wanted to see Krishna and please Krishna, satisfy Krishna. That was his only motivation. So we should also work and endeavor to please Krishna, please Prabhupada, and render some service. People sometimes ask, well, why do you do these things? Why are you serving, or why are you involved in the Krishna consciousness movement? Not that we want to gain something material. We want to maybe pay back our debt to Prabhupada and appreciate our father, appreciate what he's given us. And also, through his advice, follow his instructions so we can go through this maze, through this intricate forest banyan tree of material existence, and go get out of the, when you get out, finally get out of the jungle, the bushes, and come to the sun is shining and all your friends are there, all your real friends, your devotees, spiritual friends. Krishna's Sarabi will be waiting. Kurma Rupa Prabhu, Ramananda, so many devotees. And we're all in line for that, to leave this world. So we want to prepare ourselves in such a way that we can leave with remembering Krishna. What's the primary rule? Always remember Krishna and never forget him. So everything else falls systematically underneath that. Because if you're always remembering Krishna and never forgetting him, then you're in good shape. That's good. Then we think about the activities that we do during the day and how we're engaged. And we can see there are times maybe we're forgetting Krishna and times maybe what we're doing is not remembering Krishna. So we should construct or align our life in such a way that we can always remember Krishna and never forget him. This is the mood of King Yudhishthira. He was performing a great sacrifice. He was doing his governmental administration and seeing to all the affairs of his kingdom for the pleasure of Krishna and for the ultimately for spreading this message of Krishna consciousness. If anyone has any questions or comments, yes, Mother Sugita. Hare Krishna.
Thank you for a nice class. And I wondered if you could give us a little peek into some of the plans that you have to celebrate in Vrindavan, the centennial. Or is it top secret?
Mm-hmm. Well, many of you may know. I actually came to Vrindavan in 93. I spent 7 years vice president there. And I worked with Kadambakanda Maharaj and then also Mahaman. And it's really a place where more and more and more people are coming. It's really a thriving place. And of course, due to legal issues and municipality, MBDA, they're trying to expand the roads and fix the holy dhams. So they wanted to take 12 feet from our front in Krishna Balaram. But we negotiated, we gave six, and they accepted. So we built the new boundary wall all around, nice gates. We have the Balaram Hall, Krishna Hall. We're having a lot of, sometimes, especially not during Kartik, you have a raging kirtan in the temple room. In the samadhi is another kirtan going on. Then outside in the gate, we have a little kirtan band. As the people are coming and going, they're all chanting and dancing there. In the Balaram Hall is the program, and Krishna Hall is a program. So you think, oh my God, all these activities, it's all based on hearing and chanting. You know, after the kirtan, the Damodar prayers, and they go for Gopi Gita. And so we have our first Rath Yatra in Vrindavan a few days back as well. I remember 20 years ago, there was 1,000 devotees visiting. We had flags, many, many multicolored flags, and we did our first Mathura Rath Yatra. And that, I remember that day when all the Mathuravasis were up in their balconies and we were going with Lord Jagannath and the kirtan is blaring and all the flowers are flying down. You were just remembering Krishna Balaram coming into Mathura and all the inhabitants being completely enlivened by it. So you actually got the feeling of the goosebumps and the hair standing on end because it was just modern day experience of Krishna and Balaram in Mathura and Vrindavan. And we had a very successful, people thought that in Vrindavan, you know, everyone's Vrijabhasi, they don't need the, you know, Rath Yatra, but apparently it was very much appreciated and it's a very successful program. We also have about 100 acres and 60 acres is dedicated to the new Gurukula development that's going to start construction, starting for a whole university complex just about 15 minutes away from Krishna Balaram. And we have a nice farm, 40 acres on solar and growing organic vegetables and going to have our own flowers. We're shifting, we have like 400 cows and bulls, so many of them We'll start shifting to the new property as soon as all the infrastructure is ready. There's many festivals coming up, obviously Balaram's Appearance Day, and then Janmashtami and Radhashtami and then Kartik. Like every day, maybe here we recognize, but like Disappearance Day, Appearance Days, and it's like a whole day affair. In Vrindavan, it's just everything's multiplied 1,000 times. They say, you know, even if you're chanting, you're getting a lot of benefit from that chanting. Even when you're resting, resting in the Holy Dham, you're getting benefit. So I feel personally very thankful to devotees to have an opportunity to serve in Vrindavan. Obviously, it's not an easy place. We have 30 departments and a lot of activity going on all the time. Very busy. And I'm amazed at the dedication, hard work of the devotees. That they actually, our kitchen department in particular, sometimes 2-3 times a day, 1,000 people at a sitting or 2,000 people. You can imagine the amount of activity going on 7 days a week, and breakfast, lunch, dinner. But it's all very, it's a team working together to try to make things more and more beautiful. Right now we just settle up a few legal cases, and hopefully we're building a new Didi festival kitchen. Really big. It's one floor down and two up. It's connecting to Krishna Balaram Mandir, but everything that we build, we do the same architecture as the building, so it looks really nice. And we have our Vrindavan television, high definition. Maybe some of you tune in and you can see the Artik, the deities, the kirtan, the festivals. Is that what you wanted to know about some of the things? There's lots to do. Also, we just got a building from one devotee, Manu, Prabhupada disciple, and we're fixing it for a senior facility where devotees can come, retire in Vrindavan, and that'll be connected to the hospice project I'm working with Shruti Kirti Prabhu. We're going to try to, enhance. Although there is a hospice and it's working, we want to have from the devotee side a team of caregivers and people who can actually take care of the devotees and make things more, suitable for their departure. And that's what it is in Vrindavan, is kirtan and people leaving. Like I said, it must have been at least 10 devotees that left this year in particular. And so there's a lot involved. It's not just that someone just passed away. You got to deal with legal affairs and local government things and then prepare the body and take it to the Jamuna, and it's just emotions and feelings and kirtan. And then afterwards you have the memories and the glorifications, the appreciation of the devotees. So it brings the family closer together. I think that being in Vrindavan and seeing so many devotees from all over the world, especially those who come there, and appreciating each other and each other's service and what Prabhupada has given us in the form of the Holy Dham, is very spiritually inspirational and enlivening. Many of you have been there. You agree? Vrindavan is inspiring. So whatever Kali Yuga difficulties might be there, whatever governmental greedy people might be there, and this is material world, we're just making our a strong endeavor to have a grand celebration and glorification of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada's ISKCON society, and help to push on this movement in a way that awakens one's spiritual feelings for Krishna so they can actually take up process of devotional service. Those are some of the things we're hoping. Manga, Rangavati.
Hare Krishna. Wow, amazing. Thank you. We've lost so many godbrothers and sisters, and when they leave, we always glorify them, but I'd like to take the time, if I may, at this moment, to say some things about yourself before. And I used to watch Panchagoda years ago, observing him always with a, some sort of device. I don't know if it was an iPhone or something. He always had
my Maya.
You know, he always had the earphones and always constantly listening to Prabhupada. And if that was here in town, and then if he wasn't listening to Prabhupada on tape, he would be in his little bhajan kutya, singing. Anybody that would come, even one time I went and was trying to play the drum and keep up with him, I was exhausted. And he was always doing kirtan. And I understand a little bit now that after that preparation, with all that sincerity of hearing and chanting, not just in a lip service way, but it really in a heart way, may have been a preparation for this enormous service that you've taken on in Vrindavan. And you said you were there since 1993 with Kadamba Swami as vice president, and you've been the president for how many years? Six, seven, eight?
President, six.
6 years as the president of Vrindavan is like, you know, a Bhima type task. I lived in Vrindavan and I watched presidents come and go. And
I think I'm number 28.
Number 28, yes.
Or 27.
And he holds the record, I believe, for time serving as the president. And Daiva Shakti has this book and she listed all 28 of them and how many they would go. Like some would be for like 4 months or 3 months or a year and a half or a year. And Panchakota really, I think, holds the record. So,
I told them though I have to come twice a year to the America because, you know, grandsons and I still have things to take care of on this side. So I think it's important that I think someone who lives there all the time, 24/7, is a little difficult. I like the chance to get away occasionally.
It's a good witness for Alachua here that we have somebody from our community that's, you know, it's kind of like our surrogate or something. You know. And you're over there. Thank you.
Well, when they asked me to give class, it made me all nervous the whole week. I haven't been coming to the programs. I just been staying home trying to study my Hindi. Then I got the grandkids, and then just trying to get over this whole head of operation on the shoulder. It's like, wow. You know, Krishna puts tests in front of us regularly, and we should take these tests as an opportunity to gather our strength and grow, because there is no alternative. I think one of the prayers just before this says that since you're the Almighty Supreme, I have no alternative but to offer you these prayers. So we have no choice. We have to surrender to Krishna. We have to chant the holy name. We have to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission. What else are we going to do? There's nothing else to do in this world that's of any value. So we should appreciate whatever little service Krishna's given us. And if you're really bored on this side, come over there. We'll find something for you to do. I told Tejo Prakash, I said, I got something lined up for you, Tej. And Madame Mohan said he might come. I said, okay, I got something for you. Like Banabhatta Prabhu, he came. We used to work together in Miami. He was the president of Miami Temple back in the early 80s. I was his vice president. We were working together back. And I said, why, what are you doing in Los Angeles? Oh, I'm doing this. And I said, why don't you come to Vrindavan and take care of the 24-hour care time because I need somebody. So he did that. He uprooted from L.A. and came to Braj, and he spent the last seven, eight months there directing the 24-hour care time. He also just came back just a short while. He'll be here for a month and a half, 2 months, but he's very happy, very enthusiastic. And I was thinking, yes, senior devotees, especially international flavor, is very important to keep in the Holy Dhamma in particular because it is an international project. And we want to encourage devotees to come and feel welcome. So, you know, there's always that. I have your daughter there, yeah. So I go next week, and let's get ready for the excitement. Any other questions, comments? So do we announce? Okay, 9 o'clock, okay? Shiva Prabhupada ki jai. Sarabi Prabhu ki jai.